Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the second and last topic of Parshas Korach, which will tell us about the matnos kehuna ve'leviyim, the gifts given to kahanim and leviyim. Perek Yudches, Posuk Ches. Before we begin, I'd like to ask you to take out a pen and paper and write down the 24 matnos kehuna, according to the organization and categorization of the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Aleph. This way, as we go through the psukim, you could jot down, next to every matono, exactly which posuk we learn it out from, under which words, which one of them are mefurish in the psukim, which one are learned out from a drasha, and which one of them are not mentioned in our parasha at all. Category number one, Kodshei Kodoshim. The matonos that could only be eaten by male kohanim in the Azorah. Matona number one, a korban chatos, whether a chatos behema, whether a chatos ha'oif. Matona number two, korban oshom. Matona number three, zivchei shalmei tzibur. These are the shlomim brought together with the shtei alechem and chag ha'shavuos, the only shlomim brought as a korban tzibur throughout the year. Matana number four, Moisar Korban Ha'oimel. The leftovers of the Korban Ha'oimel brought on the second day Pesach, Tes Zayin Nisan. A koimetz, a fistful of it, is brought on the Mizbeach, and the rest is baked into matzois, and the Kohanim eat it in the Azorah. Matana number five, Shiorei Hamenochois. The leftovers of a mincha brought by a Yisrael. A koimetz is brought on the Mizbeach, and the rest is eaten by Kohanim in the Azorah. Matana number six, Shtei Alechem, the two chometz loaves of bread brought on Chag HaShavuos. That's what we mentioned before. Matana number three, the Shalmei Tzibur is brought together with the Shtei Alechem. None of that of the Shtei Alechem is brought on the Mizbeach. It's chometz, but it's waved and it's eaten by the Kohana. Matana number seven, Lechem Aponim, the 12 loaves of bread which was made from matzah, put on the Shulchan. And every Shabbos, they would take off the old breads, put on new breads, and the Kohanim would eat it in the Azor. And Matana number 8, the Loig Shemen Shel Metzoira, a loig of oil brought for the Tahara of the Metzoira. Part of it was sprinkled towards the Paroiches, part of it was put on the Metzoira, on his earlobe, his thumb, and his big toe. And some of it was put on his head, and the rest was eaten by the Kohanim. They would mix it into the Menachos, or mix it into the meat, and that's how they would eat the Loig Shemen Shel Metzoira. Adkan, category number one of the Rambam, Kodshei Kodoshim, eight matonois. Category number two of the Rambam, matonois that are eaten in Yerushalayim by all kohanim, male and female. Matana number one, Chozer V'Shoik of a Shlomim, the chest and the right leg of a Korban Shlomim. Matana number two, Muram Mina Toido, that is separated from a Korban Toido. A korban toido is a subcategory of a shlomim, and therefore it's a chozer v'shoik. In addition to that, we also have the four loaves of bread. As we know, a korban toido is brought with 40 loaves of bread. 30 of them are matzah, 10 of them are chometz, and we give a sample of each one, a total of four, three matzah, one chometz, to the kohen together with the chozer v'shoik. Number three, hamura me'el nozir. When the nozir finishes his nezirus, he brings korbanos, and one of them is a ram, also a subcategory of a korban shlomim, and therefore besides for the chozer v'shoik, which goes to the kohen, by el nozir you have to add in a zroya b'shelo. The right arm, after it's cooked together with the whole ram, is given to the kohen. Matana number four, b'choir behema tehoiro, the firstborn of a cow, sheep, or goat, if it's a male, that is given to the kohen. The kohen brings it as a korban, and he and his family could eat the meat anywhere in Yerushalayim. Matana number five, bikurim, the first fruits of this year's crop of the shivas haminim grown in Eretz Yisrael, namely chito seoiro, wheat and barley, gefen, te'eno, verimoin, grapes, figs, and pomegranates, zais and tomo, olives and dates. The first fruits of this year's crop is brought to the Beis Hamikdash. And after thanking Hashem, you give it to the kohen eats it in Yerushalayim with all his family members as long as they're tohor. Adkan the five matonois of the second category of the Rambam, the matonos that are eaten in Yerushalayim by all kohanim, male and female. Category number 3. Matonos that must be, that are given to the kohanim and eaten by kohanim in Eretz Yisrael. Matana number 1. Truma gedoilah. Any produce grown in Eretz Yisrael, you have to give the kohen a portion. Midei raisa, it has no shear. Midei rabbanon, there is a shear. 1 out of 60, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 40, depending on the generosity or stinginess of the giver. Matana number 2, Trumas Maisel. The Levi, he's going to get Maiser Rishon, 1/10 of the produce. And from the Maiser Rishon that the Levi receives, he's going to take off 1/10 and give it to the Kohen, and that's called Trumas Maisel. And it has the same status as Truma Gedoilo. It's eaten by the Kohen and his family anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, B'tahara. Matana number 3, Chalo. Whenever you make a dough, you have to separate a portion to, for the Kohen. Midei Raisa, there's no shear. Midei Rabbonon, there is a shear. If you're a homeowner baking for yourself, it's 1/24. If you're a baker baking to sell, it's 1/48. And it's given to the Kohanim. He could share it with his family and eat it anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, B'tahara. Matonis number 4 and 5 are given to the Kohen in Eretz Yisrael, but they have no Kedusha to it. Matana number 4 is Reishis HaGez. The first shearings of the wool has to go to the Kohen, and the Kohen could do whatever he wants with it. Matana number 5, Sde Achuza. If somebody was Makdish, his inheritance field, and the Gizbar sold it to somebody else. When Yevil comes, it does not go back to the original Bailim, rather it goes to the Kohen. Ad kan the 5 matonois of the 3rd category. Matonois given to the Kohen in Eretz Yisrael. The 4th category, matonois given to a Kohen anywhere. Number 1, Zoya l'choyayim keva. Whenever you shecht an animal, a cow, sheep, or goat, you must give the Kohen the Zoya, the right arm, the l'choyayim, the cheeks, and the keva, the 4th stomach. Matana number 2, Pidina ben. If somebody's wife gives birth to her firstborn, the father of this baby has to give 5 sloim to the Kohen. Matana number 3, Pidyoin Petach Hamoil. If somebody's donkey gives birth to his first child, if it's a Zohar, same thing applied by Pidyon HaBen, only if it's a Zohar, you redeem that donkey onto a sheep, and that sheep is given to a Kohen. That sheep has no Kedusha whatsoever. It's not a korban. The Kohen could eat it betumah wherever he wants. Matana number 4, Gezel HaGeir. If somebody stole money from a geir and he denied that he owes him the money, not only that, he swears falsely. And then he does tshuva, he admits that he swore falsely. He now has to give the money plus 1/5 to the geir. But let's say the geir died, and the geir is the only type of Jew that could theoretically not have any yershim, not have any inheritors. So if this geir dies without any children, nobody to inherit him, who does the money go to? The money then goes to the Kohen. Matana number 5 of this category, Charomim. Charomim is a form of Hekdesh, but instead of going to the Beis HaMikdash, it goes to the Kohanim. We had a machloikis above in Parashat Bechukosai, where there's Stam Charomim l'Kohanim, if you simply say this item is Cherem, or you have to specify this is a Cherem for a Kohen. Either way, that item goes to a Kohen, it has no Kedusha to it. The Kohen could do whatever he wants with it, but that's another one of the Matnis Kahuna, and that is the 5 Matonois of this category given to the Kohen anywhere. And the 5th category of the Rambam, only one Matona in it, and that is Oirois Kodshei Kodoshim, the hides of Kodshei Kodoshim Korbonois, whether it be an Oilo, a Chatos, or an Oshom, the hides go to the Kohen, and once he gets it, has no Kedusha, he could do whatever he wants with it, wherever he wants. Ad kan the 24 matonois of the way the Rambam organizes them and categorizes them. And as we go to the parasha, write down next to each one in which pasuk it appears, under which word. And now let us begin our topic in pasuk Ches. Vayidaber Adonai el Aharon v'ani hinei nosati lecho es mishmeres terumisoi לכל קודשי בני ישראל, לכל נסתים, למושכו ולבונכו, לחוק אוילום.
The literal translation, Hashem spoke to Aaron. Rashi told us at the beginning of Vayikra,
even though it says Hashem spoke to Aaron, what it really means is Hashem spoke to Moshe to tell Aaron. Vani hinei nosati lecho. I'm happily giving you es mishmeres terumoisoi, the following matnos kahuna. Mishmeres, I'm asking you, I'm commanding you to guard them from tumah. Those matnos kahuna that have to be kept tohor, keep them tohor, make sure they don't become tome. Lechol kodshe b'nei Yisrael, from all the kodshim of b'nei Yisrael, the portion that goes to you, I'm giving it to you, lemoshcho, as a sign of gedula, greatness for you and your children forever. Says Rashi, v'ani hinei nosati lecho. The word hinei is b'simcho, loshen simcho uze, k'moy hinei hu yoitze likrosecho, v'ruacho v'somach b'liboy. This is what Hashem told Moshe when he was in Midian, that Aaron is going to come greet him and he'll be happy for him. Now Rashi wants to know, what is the following topic of Matnis Kahuna doing right over here after the story of Korach? And for Rashi, Moshol lemelech shenosan sodel oy havoy, Moshol to a king who gave a field to his friend. But v'loy kosa v'loy chosan v'loy helo be'alkoy. He never wrote an official document of a gift, nor did he report it to the courts. So somebody came and contested the field. He said, that field is mine. Omar le'amelech, the melech, the king tells his friend, kol mi sheyirtze yovoi vi'ar le'negdecho. Don't worry about it. Whoever wants can come contest, because now, harini koisev v'choisem lecho malecho be'ar koim, I'm going to make an official document in the courts. Ad kan amoshol, says Rashi the nimshol, av kan levishe b'koirach v'irer keneged aroin ala kahuna. Korach contested Aaron regarding the kahuna. Ba'akosu v'nosan lo'i 24 matnois kahuna bivris melach oilom. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to give him 24 matnois kahuna as a covenant, a permanent covenant. Just like salt never spoils, so too, this will never cease to exist. That's what this parasha of matnois kahuna is doing over here, right after the story of Korach. Mishmeres Turumoisoi. Although the Poshup Shat in the Posuk is, this is not referring specifically to Truma Gedoila, rather this is a general klal, all the things that are separated and given to the Kohanim. That's how Rashi learns later on in Posuk Yud Tes, that this is a klal. Nevertheless, Rashi quotes Chazal that are darshaning it, specifically regarding Truma Gedoila and Tumas Maisel. Mishmeres. It's your responsibility to guard them and make sure they stay tor and not become tome. Lemoshcho means ligdula for to the greatness of Aaron and his children, the Kohanim. Posuk tes. Now we start the first category of the Rambam of Kodshei Kodoshim. Ze yehiyeh lecho mikodesh hakodoshim emino eish kol korbonom. לכל מנחוסום ולכל חתוסום ולכל השמום אשר ישיבו לי קודש קודשים לכו ולבונכו. And the following is the list of the kodshei kodoshim that the Kohanim get min ha'esh after they burnt the emurim, the fats that belong, that go on the mizbeach, on the fire of the mizbeach, only then could they take their portion. Kol korbonom, all their korbonos, Rashi says, this is being marbe, zivchei shalmei tzibur. That is the third matana of the first category, the shalmei tzibur brought in Chag HaShavuos together with the shtei alechem. Lechol min chosom refers to all korbonos brought from flour. And that covers matanois 4, 5, 6, and 7 of the first category. The moisar of korban oimel, shiorem in ochis of Yisrael, shtei alechem, and lechem aponim. Ulechol chatosom is the first, the korban chatos, ulechol hashomom, the second, korban oshom. Asher yoshivu li, Rashi learns, this is be malbe gezel ageir, the fourth matana of the fourth category. All of these matonois, besides for gezel ageir, are all kodesh kodoshim, lecho hu ulevonecho, for you and your children. Says Rashi mino ish lacharag toras oishim, after you burn the emurim on the fires, only then could you take these matonos. Kol korbonom kegoin zivchei shalmei tzibur min chosom chatosom v'ashomom k'mashmoi. What they sound like, that's what it is. Asher yoshivu li ze gezel ager. So if you look at the first category, recovered all except for the eighth and last matono, which according to Rashi, Rashi did not quote that it appears in this pasuk. But the Gemara in Menachas Daf Mem Dalid is marbe loig shemen shel metzora from the words kol kobono. Pasuk Yud be kodesh hakodoshim toichelenu kol zachor yichal oisoi kodesh yihyeloch. All these eight matonois that were the Rambam puts in the first category must be eaten in the Azora. Why the pasuk refers to the Azora as kodesh hakodoshim, I'm not sure. The Gemara does darshan from here that if theoretically, goyim surround the Beis HaMikdash and don't allow the Kohanim to eat the meat in the Azara, then they could eat it also even in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Gemara of Rosh. Only male Kohanim could eat all these matonos. These matonos are Kodesh for you only. Says Rashi, B'Kodesh HaKadoshim Degalenu. Limid al Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's the first category. She'ein in Echolim Elabu Azara. Ulezichei Kehuno. Posukid Aleph. Now we get to the second category. Vezelecho terumas matonom lechol tenufois b'nei Yisrael lecho nesatim ulevonecho velivnoisecho itecho lecho kolom kol tohoil beveisecho yichaloisoi. And these are the matonois that are separated for you from the matonois, from the gifts of b'nei Yisrael. All of them involve tenufa, that the Kohanim wave them. I'm giving it to you and your children, male and female, sons and daughters, and even your wife could also eat it, your whole family could eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim. What is this referring to? Says Rashi, Tumas matonom, hamura bin atoido, umeashlomim, umeel nozir. These are matonos 1, 2, and 3 of the second category. All three of them are be'etzem shlomim. Shlomim is the head category. Toido and El Nozir are subcategories, but each one has different parts that are separated from it. They all have a chazav shoik. A toido has an additional to that, that has the four loaves of bread, three of matzah, one of chametz, and the El Nozir has the zoya b'shelo. And a nozir also brings 20 loaves of bread, namely matzah, and the kohen also gets one of each type. That's also included in Muram Me'el Nozi. L'chol Tenufois, Sharei Eilo, Tunim Tenufa, all of these above mentioned need Tenufa. Kol Tohoir V'loi Tmeim, Devar Acher, Kol Tohoir B'Veischo L'Rabois Ishtoi. The last two of this category we'll discuss later on. Posu Gud Beis, now we get to the Matana of Teruma Gedoilo, the first of the third category. Posu good beis koile chaylev itor v'chol chaylev tiroish v'dagon reishiso masho yitnu ladoinoi lechon esatim. The word chaylev means the best of, the fattiest one, the choicest one. You got to take the best to give for truma gdoilo, and that is from yitor, that's olive oil, and from tiroish, from wine, and from dagon, from grain, the five grains, wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. Reishisom, the first portion, Truma Gdoilo, that they give to Hashem, I'm giving to you. Says Rashi, Reshisa mi Truma Gdoilo. It should be pointed out that Rashi Shita, in a number of places in Shas, is that Midai Raisa, only these three items are Chayev and Truma Gdoilo. Namely, olives, grapes, and grain. The Rambam holds that all fruits are Chayev Midai Raisa, and only vegetables are going to be Derabono. Posuk Yud Gimel. Now we get to the fifth matana of the second category, Bikurim. Bikurei kol asher be'arto masho yoviu ladoinoi lecho yihyeh kol tohoir beveisecho yoichelenu. The Bikurim, the first fruits of the Shivas Haminim, grown in Eretz Yisrael, chitos ha'oiro, gefen te'eno rimoin, zeis and tomo, that they bring to Hashem after giving the thanksgiving to Hashem, that it says in Parshas Kisovoi, it's given to the Kohen, and anybody toyer in the Kohen's family, his wives, his children, sons and daughters, could eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim. Posuk Yud Dalid. Now we get to the fifth matana of the fourth category. Charomim. Kol chirem b'Yisrael l'cho yihyeh. Anybody that gives a chirem to a Kohen, it belongs to the Kohen. Achiran could be on any item. The next four psukim, Tezvov, Tezayin, Yudzayin, and Yudches, talk about the three matonois that involve a bechoir, a firstborn. But there are three such matonois. We have it in the fourth matono of the second category, a bechoir behema tohoiro. That will be the subject of psukim Yudzayin Yudches. And we have it in the second and third matono of the fourth category, Pidyon HaBen and Pidyon Petach HaMoil, and that is the subject of Psukim Tezvov and Tezayin. Kol peter arechem lechol bosor asher yakrivu ladoinoi bo domu vabeimo yihye loch ach podoi sifde eid bechoir hodom ve'eid bechoir habeimo hatmeo tifde. Any creature that opens the womb of its mother, that belongs to Hashem in some form, whether it be a human, whether it be an animal. That's the title. And now, the subcategories. Each one has its own dinim. If we're dealing with a Bechoir Odom, then the father is commanded to redeem his firstborn son onto money, and that money has to be given to the Kohen. And if it's a Bechoir Behemoth Tmeo, the firstborn of a donkey, if it's a male, the owner of this donkey has to redeem it onto a sheep, and that sheep must be given to a kohen, and that sheep has no kedusha whatsoever. Posuk tezayin uvduyov miben chodesh tifde be'er kecho kesev chamei sheshekolim b'shekel ha-kodesh esrim geiro hu. When do you redeem a firstborn of a odom that is redeemed from 1 month old? Be'el kecho, Rashi in Parshat Bechukosai told us already that the added chof at the end does not mean your erech. Rashi says he doesn't know what the extra chof is doing over there, as if it said be'erech. Namely, the value which what you redeem him is a set value, 5 shkolim, and each shekel is 20 geiro. That is the value of a shekel ha-kodesh. Geiro is a type of a coin. And now we get to a bechoir. So that was the pasuk. That was bechoir odom and pidyon petach hamoil. Those were 2 and 3 of the fourth category. And now we get the bechoir behema tohira, the fourth of the second category. Ach bechoir shoy, oy bechoir kesef, oy bechoir eiz lo yisif de kodesh heim es domom tizroi kalamiz beach ves chalbom taktir. The firstborn of an ox, or the firstborn of a sheep, or the firstborn of a goat, if it's a male, that you don't redeem, unlike the previous two bechoiros, so bechoir odom and bechoir behemot tmeo. This one, lo yisivde, it itself is kodosh, must be brought as a korban. The blood is sprinkled on the wall of the mizbeach, and the fats are burnt on the fires on the mizbeach, and the meat. The meat of a bechoir behema tohoiro belongs to you kohanim, just like the chos of a shoik of a shlomim. I'm giving it to you. Just like a chos of a shoik of a shlomim is eaten by all kohanim, male, female, for 2 days and a night anywhere in Yerushalayim, so too the meat of a bechoir behema tohoiro. Says Rashi, "Kachazia tnufa uchoshei kayomin shel shlomim shenecholim lekohanim linsheim v'livneim uleavdeim. An eved knani of a kohen could also partake in chozav eshoyk of a shlomim lishnei yomim v'laylo echad. Ah, bochur nechal lishnei yomim v'laylo echad also linsheim v'livneim uleavdeim. I, you're probably wondering, chozav eshoyk we know applies to a shlomim and a toido and an el nozir. How does Rashi know that this chos of a shoik is referring to a shlomim, which is eaten for 2 days and a night? Maybe it's referring to a chos of a shoik of a toido, which is only eaten for a day and a night? Says the next Rashi, lecho yihye. L'chayra, these words are extra. It already said, uvesorom yihye loch, at the beginning of the posuk. Says Rashi, bo rab akiva v'limit. Hoisiv lecho akosu v'vaya acheres. The Torah says, it's yours again. To teach me what? Shelo toimar kechozav a shoyk shel toido. Sheinu nechal elo liyim v'laylo. Rather, it's like a chos of a shirk of a shlomim. It's totally yours. Namely, you get an extra day. Posikut test. To summarize everything we learned. Kol terumois hakodoshim asho yorim uvnei Yisrael ladoinoi nosati lecho ulevonecho velivnoisecho itecho lecho koilom beris melach oilom hin lefot lifnei adoinoi lecho ulezaracho itoch. Anything that is separated from the kodoshim that Am Yisrael separate for Hashem, I'm giving it to you, your sons, your daughters, referring to the Chos of Ashoik, and the Tuma, and the Tumas Maaser, all the things that can be eaten by male and female Kohanim. It's a bris melach. It's like it's a treaty, a covenant that will last forever, just like salt never spoils, for you and your children and offspring. Says Rashi, lo kol tumis hakodoshim. What is this pasuk teaching me? I know all this already. Says Rashi, michi boso shel parasha zu, because this parasha is so precious. Kololo betchilo uklolo basoif uporat beemtza. It has a klal at the beginning. That's what we saw before in pasuk ches mishmeres teru moisoi lechol kodesh bnei Yisrael. That's the klal. A klal at the end kol tumas hakadoshim, and the details in the middle. Bris melach oilom koras brisim aroin bedovor abori. Something that never spoils, lasts forever. Not only that, it makes other things last. You could salt meat, you could salt fish, and it makes them last for a very long time. Just like salt never spoils, so too this bris with Aaron is forever. Posuk ches vayomer Adonai el Aharon. Be'artzom lo yisin chol v'chilek, lo yihye lecho v'seichom, ani chelkecho v'nachal lo secho, v'soich b'nei Yisrael. Says Hashem to Aaron, you, the Kohanim, will not get an inheritance in Eretz Yisrael, nor will you get a portion from the loot when they fight against their enemies. I am your portion, I am your inheritance within Am Yisrael. Says Rashi, v'chelek lo yelecho b'soichom, af bebizo, even in the loot that they loot from the goyim. So, let us summarize the matnois kuna that we learned in this parasha so far. In posuk tes, we learned all of the first eight category, all of the first category of the Rambam, the Kodesh Kodoshim, all eight matnois kuna. In posuk yud aleph, we learned the first three of the second category, namely, the Mura min Ashlomi min Atoido Umeel Nozil. In Posukud Beis, we learned Truma Gedoila, the first of the third category. In Posukud Gimel, we learned Bikurim, the fifth of the second category. In Posukud Dali, we learned Barcheirem, the fifth of the fourth category. And then Psukim Tezvov Tezayin, we learned the second and third of the fourth category, Pidyon Aben and Pidyon Petach Hamoil. Psukim Yud Zayin Yud Ches, Toras Bochor Behema Toiro, the fourth of the second category. So what are we missing from this list? We're missing the second from the third category, Tumas Maizel, that we're going to see in the last parasha soon. We're missing 3, 4, and 5 from the third category, Chalo, that's discussed in Parsha Shlach, Reishis Agez in Parsha Shoiftim, Sdei Achuzo in Parsha Dechukoisai. The first of the fourth category, Zroya Lachoyim Kevo, that's also in Parsha Shoiftim next to Reish Tagez. And the last category, the hides of the Kodshim, and that is discussed in Parshas Tzav. Posuk Chof Aleph. Now to the only matono that the Levim get, Maaser Rishon. Velivnei Levi hinei nosati kol maasar b'Yisrael lenachalo chelef avoidosom asher heim avedim es avoidas oihel moed. And to the Levim, I gave Maaser, a tenth of the produce, that's their inheritance, in exchange for their avoida, their work that they work in the oihel moed. And what is their job? To make sure that the Bnei Yisrael don't get close to Oyel Moed. And then they will have a chet and they will die. Posuk Chov Gimel Vovad Alevi Hu Es Avoidas Oy Hel Moy Eid Vehei Misu Avoinom Chukas Eilom Ledei Roy Seichem Uvesoir Bnei Yisrael Loin Chalu Nachalo. It is the Levi's job to work in Oyel Moed, and being that it's his job to prevent Bnei Yisrael from getting close, they will carry the Aveiro if they do get close. It's their responsibility. And this is a choik forever for your generations to come. Namely, it's the Levi's job, and in exchange for that job, he gets Maaser Rishon. And a Levi, just like a Hanim, do not get an inheritance in Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, V'heim ha-Levim yisu avoinom shel Yisrael. Why? Shalem nehazir azorem migesh eseilu. Their responsibility to warn them. Posuk chov dalet ki es masar b'nei Yisrael. Asho yorim mul adoinoi terumo nosati l'alvim l'nachalo. Al keino marti lohem v'sir b'nei Yisrael. Lo inchalu nachalo. Because I gave the maaser of b'nei Yisrael, the tenth of the produce, that they separate for Hashem. Interesting. The Torah calls Maaser Rishon Truma. Rashi will tell us why. That Maaser Rishon I have given to the Levim as their inheritance, and that is why I said that the Levim do not get an inheritance in Eretz Yisrael. Why indeed is the Maaser Rishon called Truma? Says Rashi, Asher Yirvun Hashem Truma, Akosuv Troy Truma, Ad Sheyafrish Mimenu Trumas Maaser. We're about to see in the next parasha that when the Levi receives the Maaser Rishon, he has to separate Trumas Maaser, one-tenth of what he got, and give it to the Kohen. And until the Levi takes that off, it's Tevel Gomur. Just like the Yisrael, before taking off Trumas Maaser, says Tevel, he can't eat it. So to the Levi, when he gets his Maaser Rishon, it's Tevel, he may not eat it, until he takes off Trumas Maaser. That's why it's referred to as Truma. Because there's still, so to speak, truma in here until he takes it off. Posuk Chof Hei. Now we get to the last of the matonis in our parasha, Trumas Maaser, what the Levi has to give to the Kohen. Vayidaber Adonai el Moshe l'emor ve'el halvayim etedaber ve'omar to aleihem ki sikhu me'eis b'nei Yisrael es ha-maaser אשר נוסעתי לוחם מיתום בנחל אסכם והרים מוסם ממנו תרומס אדוני מעשר מן המעשר. And Hashem spoke to Moshe to tell the Levim, when you take the Maaser Rishon from the Levim, by the way, why is it called Maaser Rishon? The Torah calls it Maaser. I'm calling it Maaser Rishon because there is a Maaser Sheni. There's a second tenth to be taken off, not discussed in our parasha. That's discussed in Parshas Re'eh. We discussed it above in Parshas Berukosai. That's what I'm referring to as the Maaser Rishon. Close parentheses. I call upon him the Maaser that I am giving the Levim Benachalaschem as their inheritance. When they receive that, they have to separate from it a Truma for Hashem, a tenth from a tenth that they received. Posuk Chav Zayin Evenechshav Lochem Terumaschem Kadogon minaguiren vechameleo min hayokev. And this truma, this separation that the Levim take off their maaser, is equivalent, has the same din of truma gdoilo, which is the dogon minaguiren, the grain that is taken off from the granary. The Yisrael takes off truma gdoilo, and vechameleo min hayokev, like the produce taken off from the yekev. Yekev is a place where you press. What do you press? You press olives and you press grapes. So just like you take off truma gdoila from a goyren, from a yekev, and the only the kohen can eat it, betaharo, and a zor cannot eat it, and a tomei cannot eat it, and if a zor does eat it, he has to pay keren v'choymesh. The same thing applies to trumas maaser that the levim take off. Says Rashi, v'nechshav lochem trumaschem kadogon mina goyren, trumas maaser shalochem asur lezorim v'letmei. That is the first portion you take off, the grain from the granary. Yekev is a place where you press the olives and the oil, referring to both. What does the word mileo mean? Loshen bishul tevua shenismalis. The word tvua over here is referring to all produce. When the produce is completely ripened and it fills up its kernels or its grapes or its olives. Yekev hu aboil shelifnei hagas. It's the pit in front of the gas where you press the grapes. Shayayin yoyre letoichoy, and then the wine spills into the boil. Yekev literally means a hole in the ground. That's referring to Yam Okeanus, the ocean. That's Chafir Oshechova Malka Shaloylo. That's a digging in the ground that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dug. But you see, Yekev means a digging in the ground. Posuk Chovches, Kein Torimu Gamatem Trumas Adonai Mikoy Maseroi Seichem Asher Tikhu Me'eis Bnei Yisrael. Unesatem mimenu esterumas adoinoi leaharoin hakoyhein. Posuk Chof Ches is a direct continuation from Posuk Chof Zayin. Just like the Yisrael takes off dogoy min agurin and malayim min ayakev to give truma gdoyla to the koyen, so too you Levim also have to take off trumas Hashem from the maestroys that you take from Bnei Yisrael and you give it trumas Hashem to Aron HaKohen. Says Rashi, "Kein torim ugal matem, kemoi sheYisrael merimim migornom umiyikveim." That we saw in Pesuk of Zion, "Torim ugal matem imaisa shalochem kihu nachalaschem." That is your inheritance. Pesuk of Tez, "Mikol matenoi zeichem torimu eis kol terumas adoinoi mikol chelboi es mikdeshoi mimenu." This pesuk seems to be extra. You just told us in Psukim Chavov Chav Zayin Chav Ches that the Levim have to take off Tumas Maisel. What is the chiddush of this posuk? Says Rashi, this posuk is talking about that there are certain situations where the Levi has to take off Tuma Gedoyla besides for Tumas Maisel. Normally Tuma Gedoyla is taken off by the Yisrael, but let's say in a situation where the Levi came to the Yisrael before the Kohen comes, and the Yisrael gave the Levi Maisa Rishoin. So now the Levi has Maisa Rishoin, of which Truma Gdoilo was never taken off. Says the Pasuk, Mikul Matnoi Seichem, from all the gifts that you Levi got, if you got it before the Yisrael took off the Truma Gdoilo, then make sure that you take off the Truma Gdoilo of your portion, because whatever the Yisrael takes off is not Chal on your portion. And when you take it off, Mikol Chelboi, you got to take off the best, like we saw before by Tumo, Kol Chelev, Yitzo, it's got to be the best. As Mikdashoi, the holy part of it, namely the Tumo Gdoilo, you have to give to the Kohen. Says Rashi, Mikol Matnoi Seichem Torimo is called Tumas Hashem. The Pasuk is extra, says Rashi, B'Tumo Gdoilo Akosu Medaber. Why would a Levi have to take off Tumo Gdoilo? Sheimikdim Levi es HaKohen Bikri, after it was made into a pile. And it was already chayev in truma. The kibel mas roisav koydem sheitoil koyen truma gdoyle min akri. Before the coin received this truma, so lavrish halevi min amaisa tchilo echad mechamishim le truma gdoyle. First 150. Rashi took the average number. V'yachzoil v'yafrish trumas maisel, and then he takes off trumas maisel. Posuk lamed v'omar to alihem b'ari mechemes chelboi mimenu v'nechshav lalvayim. Kisvuas goyren v'chisvuas yokev. And tell the Levim, once you have taken off the best, namely the Tumas Maisel, off the Maiserishin that they received, that Maiserishin that remains by the Levi has no Kedusha whatsoever. Rather, it's kisvuas goyren v'chisvuas yokev. It's like the produce of Yisrael from the granary, like the produce of the Yisrael from the Yekev, the olives, the olive oil and the grapes and the wines. Chulen gmurim, just like the Yisrael's produce, so too the Maisel Rishoin after the Tumas Maisel was taken out of it. Says Rashi Barim Chemes Chelbo Mimenu, Lach Asher Torimu Tumas Maisel Mimenu, which you're supposed to take from the best, Chelboi. V'nechshav ha-moisor, the leftovers, la-levim chulin gmurim, kisvuas goyren li-Yisrael. Shaloi toimal, you shouldn't think, hoi lukroi ha-kozuv truma. We saw before in Pasuk Chav Dalet, shenema ki esmas ha-bnei Yisrael ha-shoi yorimu la-shem truma. We refer to Maaser Rishon as truma. Rashi over there told us because it has trumas maaser still in it, you may have thought, maybe the Torah is calling it truma because it has kedusha to it. And maybe only a Levi could eat it. Maybe only b'tahara. Says the Arposek, no. Tamud loymar v'nech shav lalvim kisvu as goyre. Ma shel Yisrael chulin, af shel Levi chulin. What's the take of the truma smaiser? It's chulin gemurim. The Levi could share it with the Yisrael. He could eat it b'tuma. It has no kedusha to it. But before he takes off Tumas Meiser, then this Meiser Rishon has a status of Tevel Gomor, and it's also for the Levi, or for anybody for that matter, to eat it, just like Yisrael's produce, before he took off Tuma and Meiser. Posuk Lamed Alev, Achaltem Yisrael v'chol makoy matem uveisechem, kisocho hulochem, chilef avoidasechem, be'oyhel moyed. And you, Levim, could eat it wherever you want, even in a Beis HaKvoros, as we mentioned. It has chulin. It's chulin, it's not kodesh at all. You and your families, this is your payment in exchange for your work in Oyel Moed. Says Rashi b'chol mokem afilu b'Beis HaKvoros. Posuk lamed beis v'lo yisisu alov v'cheit v'arim echem eschel boi mimenu v'ez kodeshei v'nei Yisrael lo yisich halelu v'lo yisamusu. And if you, Levim, take off the Tumas Meiser, the best part from the Meiser Rishon, then you will not carry the Chet. But if you don't take off the Tumas Meiser, and you eat the Meiser Rishon without taking off Tumas Meiser, then you will carry the Chet of eating Tevel. And Ves Kodesh B'nei Yisrael lo yisech halelu v'lo yisamusu. And by taking off the Tumas Meiser from your Meiser Rishon, which is essentially what you got from Bnei Yisrael, that Meiser Rishon, that includes Tumas Meiser, is really the Kodesh Bnei Yisrael. By taking it off and giving it to the Kohen, you will not desecrate it and you will not die. But if you didn't take it off, you have desecrated and you ate it, you ate the Meiser Rishon with the Tumas Meiser in it, you have desecrated it and then you will die. Says Rashi, "V'lo yisisu alav chait. Ho'im lo yisorimu. If you don't take off Tumas Meiser and you eat it, tisu chait. V'lo yisamusu. Ho'im techalalu. By not taking off Tumas Meiser and by eating it, tamusu. Ad kan the second topic of Parshas Korach, Matnos Kehuna v'Levio. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos."